This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, January 8th, A.D. 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last year, Communist China began to extend control over the once autonomous region of Hong Kong. On Wednesday, Hong Kong police arrested 53 pro-democracy activists, in keeping with China's crackdown on opposition groups. The crackdown is also affecting Christians. A Hong Kong pastor, his wife, and his church had their bank accounts frozen last month for supporting democratic elections. As China's control grows, Christians in Hong Kong told International Christian Concern that they are preparing for persecution and arrest. And former Bishop of Hong Kong, Cardinal Joseph Zen, told Reuters there is no freedom of expression anymore in the region. 2 Timothy 3, verse 12 says, "All who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution." Sudan signed the Abraham Accords with the U.S. on Wednesday in a move to normalize relations with Israel. Other Arab nations that have signed the accords include Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates. Before these accords, the last country to sign a peace treaty with Israel was Jordan back in 1994. England and Scotland ordered more lockdowns that will last into February in response to the coronavirus pandemic. England's rules allow churches to continue meeting with some restrictions. However, Scotland's rules order churches to close. Scotland's Roman Catholic bishops denounced the order, saying, quote, "No evidence has been forthcoming to justify the inclusion of places of worship as sources of infection. These restrictions will appear to be arbitrary and unfair. Moreover, a significant number of other sectors have now been left free to continue in operation," end quote. Worldometers reports over 42 million babies were murdered in the womb worldwide in 2020. Abortion far outpaces any other leading cause of death. The second leading cause of death is communicable diseases at over 13 million deaths last year. By comparison, 1.8 million people died in 2020 from COVID-19. Following civil unrest at the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday, Congress reconvened and certified Joe Biden as the next U.S. president early Thursday morning. Listen to Vice President Mike Pence.
"The whole number of electors appointed to vote for President of the United States is 538. Within that whole number, a majority is 270. The votes for President of the United States are as follows. Joseph R. Biden, Jr., of the state of Delaware has received 306 votes. Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 232 votes. The announcement of the state of the vote by the President of the Senate shall be deemed a sufficient declaration of the persons elected President and Vice President of the United States, each for the term beginning on the 20th day of January, 2021.
Representatives challenged the results in Arizona and Pennsylvania. The Senate voted 93-6 against the Arizona challenge, while the House voted 303-121. Similarly, the Senate voted 92-7 against the Pennsylvania challenge, while the House voted 282-138. In response, President Donald Trump said there would be an orderly transition on January 20th. Democrat candidates John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock won their Georgia runoff races this week for the U.S. Senate. The elections give Democrats a narrow majority in the U.S. Senate, as Vice President-elect Kamala Harris can be a tie-breaking vote. The party now controls both chambers of Congress for the first time in a decade. Psalm 2 verses 10 through 12 tells rulers, "Be wise, O kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him." A Gallup poll found Americans registered their highest level of distrust for the mass media last year. A record 33% of Americans said they have no trust in the media to report news fully accurately and fairly. 60% of Americans have little or no trust in the media. Republicans and independents were much more likely to distrust the media, while Democrats were much more likely to trust the media. And finally, the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of 9 Ohio Christian schools being able to reopen. The ruling said Lucas County's coronavirus restrictions on the schools violated their free exercise of religion. An important part of the ruling was that the schools did not compartmentalize their faith when it came to education. Instead, the schools said their faith pervaded each day of in-person instruction. Deuteronomy 6 verse 7 says of God's words, "You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up." And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, January 8th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.